What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another our Studio ZSL podcast, man. It has been such a long time since I've actually done one of these. You know what it is, man. I get super busy, and to be honest with you, yes, I've wasted a lot of time watching a little bit of Netflix, some old ass show that I used to watch like 20 years ago. But you know what? I am here and I am grateful. So, wow, so much has happened over the past month. It is yet another Wheel of Life. This is the third month of the year. I'm very excited in a way that I'm still picking up a lot of that momentum. Now, I have no idea what's going to happen in the coming months, but it just seems like it just keeps on coming on. And so that's the great thing about it. You know, there were some trials and tribulations in terms of garbage Instagram, garbage Mark Zuckerfuck. That motherfucker blocked and suspended my account. They said it normally takes a day to review it. I'm like, you're a liar, 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 liar. It's been a week. And so it's like, you know what? I'm going to have to rebuild up my followers and make sure I have an email list at all times because social media does not give a fuck about people and their businesses. So these are some of the things that I've had to understand over the past month. And yet, a lot of things in terms of my health and everything, just picking up in general. So here we go, the Wheel of Life. So what we have here, first and foremost, you already know the health category, okay? And you already know, I actually wanted to take down a bunch of questions. I'll do that next time for sure for each of these categories. And so you guys actually have some questions just so you know exactly where to grade yourself. So, health, okay? You already know the eating well, the sleeping well, and the working out so that you have that physical vibrancy. And so, what I ended up doing this month, I ended up upgrading my membership because I'm going to be at, let's just say, another location a lot. So I can actually get a lot of workouts in over there instead of just, and plus my bicycle broke down about 2 weeks ago. So I basically have no transportation going to the place nearby. Thus, it's going to be very difficult for me to go there to work out until I get a new, maybe an EV bike or like a moped slash motorcycle, which is very popular out here in Thailand. That's the biggest suckery. That's the biggest fuckery that is happening. But at the same time, I'm like, well, I have my bicycle and I've committed every morning to getting on that bike from anywhere between 10 to about 20 minutes and hauling ass. So that's what I'm super grateful for because I've felt like, you know, because I burned so many calories, I felt like the size of my hamstrings and quads develop because it feels like that on my pants, like in one specific area. I'm like, oh my God, this is awesome. So that's fantastic. Now, the eating well, it happens on selected days. Breakfasts are always good, but some days, hey, I'm just not going to be able to go anywhere, you know? And so, but luckily, that's only going to be one day this upcoming Monday. It's going to be the only time that I'm not going to be able to go anywhere. Right. And so I'm going to have to figure out what exactly I could do to maintain that good, healthy eating for, you know, that day. But hey, lots of vacation time coming up this month and everything. But seeing what has happened over the past month, yes, there are some days that I fall in, I fall into the whole pizza side of things, you know, but not too bad. The sleeping well has been extraordinary. I've been sleeping with a very, very big pillow. It all happened because I had bloating probably about 3, 4 weeks ago, and I have not turned back, and my sleeping has been unbelievable. So sleeping an absolute 10. The striving to eat well, I give myself a 6. The working out, I give myself a 7. So I give myself a 7.5 overall with the health. Now, if we look at the mental and emotional, keeping a positive outlook and attitude on life, the joy, cultivating the joy and positive emotions with the relationships, all of that. I think some things, there was something that happened probably at the beginning of this month, as a matter of fact, where let's just say I had a student from QA and she, I didn't even know it was she until I saw like the score and everything, but she was a pain in my fucking ass. And that ended up taking a significant toll on my mental health because I'm like, you know what? I do not feel good today, or I do not have that positive outlook because these ridiculous ass emails, the buffoonery, okay, the constant like jabbing and like, hey, why aren't you answering me? Hello, hello, why aren't you answering me? Hello, hello. All those different things. I say, you know what? You're getting dropped off and that's it. So her back, I don't know how, but her back from her like 3 days later, she sent me a score. She improved, but The next thing you know, it seemed like nothing ever happened. She's like, "Oh, why'd you take it off your website? The IL scene, I want to buy the package." I'm like, "No, I don't want to see you anymore. I don't want to speak to you anymore. I don't want to sit across from you anymore." Me being an online entrepreneur, I get to accept who I teach. And this happened all in the same weekend where I had a little stupid ass girl. She basically plays with mommy's money, so she believes that she's all ISO-ish because her mommy's rich, but she is a bitch. And she was recording me out of nowhere in class, maybe to show her mom, maybe to complain. I have no idea. But then that all happened the same weekend. So I was mad as hell. It was so funny because that ended up affecting some of the relationships with, my wife's friends. I came home one day, the two girls were here. They normally meet probably two, three times a year, but they were both here. And to be honest with you, I just didn't want to go in there. I did not want to go in there whatsoever. Into the room. And I was like, "Man, nah, I'm not going in there. This is bullshit. Okay. I don't want to do this." All right. So I went upstairs. The next thing you know, my wife was really, she was sad. She's crying. She's like, "I just want you to be friends with them." And I'm like, "I get it. But sometimes, man, the last time they came in December, their energy was off. Okay. I came here, okay, in December, December 9th. And boy, I had my buzz. Okay, I had drunk a little bit. I came here at about one. I came in, I said hello, and they were all just eating seafood. Energy was off. And I said, "Hold on, man. I sacrificed two shots to my liver." Okay, not much at all, but I sacrificed two shots to my liver to come to this energy where there is just no excitement whatsoever. I went upstairs and I was just distant as hell. And yeah, okay, when I ended up coming downstairs, it ended up being a little bit better, but it's just a different energy, a different vibe with them. So the same thing happened this time. After those two things had happened with the Q80 and the stupid ass little girl, I came home and I was just like, "Hey, man, I'm not trying to talk. I'm not trying to deal with y'all." And so I just stayed away from them the entire time. And it's funny because one of them ended up being at the wedding the following night. And so I'm just like, "Oh my God." And so, but at that same time, I was like, "I need to get toasted because I don't know these people. They're going to look at me like this. They're going to do this. They're going to do that." But the wedding ended up being amazing. And I ended up befriending one of my, who has the same energy and the same everything as me. So that ended up being amazing. Like a week prior to that, as a matter of fact, and this all falls into friends and stuff too, right? That was the one I was really excited about. Because I ended up barbecuing some steak and everything. We cleaned up the house and everything was just looking amazing. And, so the girl who actually came over was actually one of my ex-students and stuff like that. I saw her on a couple of times, October and December. And, she was actually, and I maybe had too high of expectations, or maybe I didn't have any drink before. But it felt very, very weird at the beginning. But then it started opening up. But it wasn't like the time where it was Christmas with Kim Kim and we had the candles and all that stuff around. So I don't know. A lot of expectations. This falls into the friendships and everything and stuff. But nonetheless, I would have to say I definitely did have a positive outlook. There were probably a couple of times where I was just like, "Okay, the Q80 student." Or there was a little bit of a bugaboo student who I had on a consistent basis, and she just kept bugging me, "Hey, are we gonna meet today?" Then every time she came onto the call, I'm just like, "You know what, man? I don't even feel like sitting across from you," because the energy was just garbage. It reminded me of all those garbage students that I had at the beginning of last year, right? So I'm gonna go with a seven, a little bit different, but I'm gonna have to say I did sign up for Growth Day, a $29 a month course. And it was not a course, I'm sorry. It's like a video that I get to watch in terms of these coaches. Like I love Ed Milet, Brenda Burchard, a couple of them, Anthony Trucks, so many great coaching sessions. And I don't have to pay like $300 a year for it. I could just pay $30 a month, although I'm going to be saving if I don't pay 300, if I do pay $300 a year. But nonetheless, that's been great because sometimes I'm like, okay, I just don't want to keep redoing these same courses over and over. So nonetheless, give myself a seven. Partner in love. Much better. Hey, I'm telling you, do you feel like you're keeping that deep, trusting, appreciative, soulful, loving connection with your partner? And you live each day through your heart. Now, this upcoming month is going to be because there's a lot of days off. Nonetheless, probably about 3 days prior, we ended up booking a trip to Bali, Indonesia. We're going to be staying at a hotel that I put on my 101 goals list, the Hyatt Regency, back in 2015. So I just hit off one of my 101 goals list that I wrote probably around this time, about 9 years ago. That's going to be amazing. All right. And so what I would say, I would give myself a nine. Yeah, I'm going to give myself a nine. Now, family. Okay. I actually met my little nephew. Now, obviously, and he is amazing being able to connect with the family members. They came over a couple of times and did some home renovations. They were here joking around and stuff like that. So I'm going to give myself a nine. You guys already know biological family, forget about it. Wish them well. Okay. I'm just like Monique. Yeah, I know of them, but I wish them well. That's it. That's it. Biological family, you cannot force someone to be in a relationship that doesn't want to be in a relationship with you. I told you guys this probably back in 2013, 14, 15, or maybe at the beginning of 2016, in which my family was always the topic of talk, right? So that's what I'm gonna give myself a nine with that. Now, friends, I was telling you about everything. Now, me and Kim, of course, we're talking a lot. One of my other ex-students, Neymar, he's going to be coming with me to all figure out some real big projects in terms of the fish, to a new fish tank. Motherfucking pigs are massively massive. I am so excited. Obviously the what you know the Namphone, the one that had come over back in March 2nd and stuff like that. To be honest with you, she, like I said, maybe too high of expectations at that time, but I also ended up a friend is someone very awesome that has funny ass energy and crazy as hell like me. So I am super grateful for that. And so looking at that and looking throughout the month and stuff like that, I did take an oath. I did seek out the positive people, the positive energy, and the authentic relationships. Although that was a little bit different on that day where I came home and I was just like, hey, I do not want to be fucked with at all. What was that? March 8th, I believe. I was like, I do not want to be fucked with at all. I'm good with that. Okay, leave me the fuck alone. It happens. Okay. There are just some of those days. And to be honest with you, it's the same thing that happened in December. It's a recurrent thing. And it's because I like fun people. But at the same time, that following night, I was around one of them and it was amazing. So I don't know. Maybe it was just, like I told you, it was situational because of the two people I had to deal with. But nonetheless, I'm going to give myself, oh, an 8.5. Now, mission. Do you feel clear, energized, and fulfilled by the work and contributions? And do you feel like you are adding true value? Absolutely. Had students from Nepal follow me. I had a student from India follow me. I said, man, I've been talking shit about y'all all day on my podcast. Y'all like me? This shit is amazing. Okay. It is truly amazing. I'm like, I can't believe you Indians even love me. Still to this day, after all of that shit talking, it's just funny. But nonetheless, I'm going to say yes, I am truly engaged in my mission and what I am doing. I just got word yesterday and got the photo probably just a little bit after that. One of my students got 101 in her TOEFL. Hurry up and marketed the hell out of that. And so that's the big one for this year. I've had some other ones in the 90s and stuff like that, but this is the big one for the year. So with that being said, there goes the mission. I'm going to say give myself a 9.2. Now, experience is not. Remember, I told you March 2nd, March 8th was nothing. Plus, I didn't really want to be dealt with, but March 9th was great. And then planning the things out. And there was one day that we actually went to the market, bought some amazing plants. I figured out everything with the tank. That was a fantastic day. Like I said, I don't go much by myself into the downtown area. I think the last time I went there was July and August of last year. Because, like I said, the majority of, like, I have a lot of students. And then, of course, I teach, at like 1 p.m. some days, this upcoming Tuesday, this upcoming Wednesday, and stuff like that. And then, looking at, the other days, I have to work and stuff. So maybe my birthday. No, my birthday. I'm actually going to be on a flight going to Bali. Maybe later on. I don't know. But it is good to go down there and experience and have a little fun and stuff like that too. So, but nonetheless, there it is. Experiences, I think I did a hell of a lot better. Although they didn't live up to expectations, I know that April, especially with, Kim Kim, we're gonna be having that barbecue towards the end of April and everything. That's gonna be fun. So I'm gonna give myself a 9. Now, my spirit, beliefs, and behaviors, I'm gonna give myself a 4. You wanna know why? Because before Instagram has suspended me, I just stopped. I always used to comment on dumb things on Instagram. There's a lot of trolls and a lot of racism on Instagram right now. And so I would comment on there, or I would comment on stupid ass YouTube videos. Now I just don't even do that anymore. That's it. So now my behaviors and my value system and everything is literally right there. I feel amazing now because I just don't waste time on Instagram anymore. I do do the reels, but I never look at comments. I never ever look at comments. And so that feels amazing. And of course, going into that last part, which is the finances. Like I said, if I look at my schedule, it is fully packed and I got students after students after students after students. Considering that we just did a huge $2,000 renovation in a room and we just bought some more curtains yesterday for that room. So that room is going to be super finished. And now it's just going to be the windows right over here, getting the security system, a couple of other things. And man, it is looking amazing. So that is what we. Well, that, in terms of my finances compared to all the other months and compared to how much I have saved and accumulated, and of course, always stashing away into the savings and stuff like that, I'm gonna give myself a 10. The learning, I haven't created a personalized curriculum. Now, that's what you guys need to do, personalized curriculum so that you can develop the skills needed to succeed. That is extremely important. If you don't do that, you are going to be a little bit, let's just say, off. You're gonna be like, well, why aren't I doing this? Or why aren't I doing that? Lots of different things. So I'm going to give myself a 7. Although I've been listening, I haven't been doing my daily routine in the morning and a few other things. So again, amazing growth. Your scores have improved from 8%. Again, I got 90% in partner and love, family, experiences, mission, and finances. Okay. Now, friends, 80%. Now, my mental and emotional, because of all the craziness that happened, my health, of course. My learning, of course, 70%, and my spirit. But now my spirit for this upcoming month is going to be fantastic. So, with that being said, very excited about, a lot of different things that are, that are going to be taking place this upcoming month. And the beginning of the month didn't live so much up to the expectations, but I believe that things started picking up big time. And that's what I am so excited about. So, with that being said, people, that is my will of life, the March season. And stay tuned for more over and out.